This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, CNN says the White House last Wednesday suspended the press credentials for Jim Acosta, who has been CNN's White House reporter. The move came just hours after Acosta kind of got the president angry with a line of questioning. And that right there, that is not a reason to pull a reporter's press credentials. Reporters ask questions that sometimes are going to make people in power uncomfortable, but that's part of the job of trying to inform the public.
Yeah. So Jim Acosta was asking President Donald Trump about the caravan of immigrants that are slowly marching their way north and through Mexico. And he was asking the president if he felt that maybe it was deceiving to say that they were trying to get into America. And he was using certain terminology that maybe seemed racist in some ways. So he was asking about the use of certain words in this narrative that Trump is weaving. And that's where Donald Trump started yelling at him and just assailing him verbally. And not to mention that after that confrontation happened with Jim Acosta, then the next reporter also was told that they were not a very good person either.
And the line of questioning wasn't attacking. It was asking for clarification. Mm-hmm. And immediately, the president's playbook is to go on the offensive. And again, this is something that he's starting and he's contriving. This is the job that the press has always done. And I think we're seeing more of this because the administration has put the spotlight and tried to vilify the press in mm-hmm. what it's trying to do, a job that's always done. It's always been confrontational because it has to be that way. It's not it's trying not to stick it to the president. It's trying to find answers. And that's always been the point in the direction.
Well, can you imagine Woodward and Bernstein not being tough with Richard Nixon? Can you imagine if the Obama White House had suspended the press credentials of Fox's White House correspondent? How would that have played with the right-wing media? Probably not very well. And I hope with the media in general, something like that would not have played very well. Just as suspending Jim Acosta's White House press credentials is not playing well in the general media right now.
No, there are many journalists who are speaking out against this, including lots of journalism organizations, RTDNA being one of them. It's our job to ask the questions like we've all reiterated over and over. And what I've been watching happen on Facebook is, you know, people talking about this story about him losing his credentials and people saying that he was being disrespectful to the president. It is not anyone's job to just go, okay, president, that's fine. Do whatever you want. I mean, it's not our job as journalists to let anyone do anything. I mean, we have to ask questions and hold people accountable, especially. And when they say something, we have to ask questions about what they're talking about. I mean, that's what we're around to do. And you do not want the press neutered by the White House. You do No. not want them told, no, you can't come in here and ask us questions. No one. Why would anyone want that?
No, and you don't want your press to back down from this. And again, it's not a bullying tactic. It's, again, just trying to gather to confirm facts. And what Acosta was asking once again was not simply to question what the president has said, but to confirm facts that we think this is a potentially murderous, pillaging lot that's actually making and advancing their way toward the southern border. He was trying to confirm that information. Let's not get lost in that. And the Trump administration, or the president himself, has shown to be very thin-skinned. And I think this, if anything, goes to show us is how unpresidential he is. And perhaps this is how real estate gets done in Manhattan. But this should not be the way that our journalism and our politics are conducted. It should be a more presidential forum and a more responsible way.
More respectable way.
More respectable, especially. Yes, absolutely.
And this is not the first time Trump has made remarks about something without offering any proof, any evidence, and that is the role of the media. Okay, you're saying things about this group that's marching through Mexico. What proof do you have of the accusations you're making? That's a legitimate question to ask of this president. He has offered no evidence of the things he has said about this group.
And I think he's, if anything, his saving grace is that he has hijacked social media to the point to where he has used it into his benefit, I guess, to the point to where you repeat something enough, people are willing to believe this. Mm-hmm. But I think what people need to become wise about and hopefully educate themselves is that what we're trying to do here and what the objective of journalism is trying to get to the root causes of these things and not essentially becoming us versus them. If we start believing in that, we've completely lost it.
Yeah, and I like to remind everybody this is not just a Republican-Democrat thing, because when Barack Obama was in the White House, we were doing shop talks about the fact that they were only really doing pictures with the official White House photographer. So we as a shop talk group, were not very happy about that situation, and neither were journalists across the country. This is not a liberal versus conservative issue. This is a big issue for everybody, and it's something to be noted.
But that's the narrative that this White House has been apparently successful enough, given the responses and exit polls that we're seeing. Enough people are being fed this, and they're believing this, and this is very troubling. And we need to somehow right the ship and understand. And folks need to understand what it truly is journalists are attempting and trying to do at these press conferences.
And keep in mind, we're less than 2 years into the Trump administration, so we have another 2+ years of this type of conduct happening unless something changes. When I say something changes, it really needs to change with the way the president talks about and deals with journalists.
And we've even heard within his own administration, his handlers are always telling him to tone it down. But obviously, he's his own person, and he's very independent, but that said, very reckless and very thin-skinned. And I can't help but think that at some point, if it hasn't happened already, and hopefully soon, this will catch up to him, and he needs to react more presidential and respectable.
Okay, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.